From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A divided U.S. Supreme Court has upheld the government's right to prohibit all forms of assistance to terrorist groups, even if that support is earmarked for peaceful and legal activities. At issue is a provision of the Patriot Act barring material support to foreign terrorist organizations. Some humanitarian groups have claimed that provision infringes on their free speech rights. The justices, by a 6-3 margin, disagreed. Ken Feinberg, the new head of the independent fund to handle claims for damages from the oil spill in the Gulf, says he will step up the pace at which those claims are being paid. BP has paid only about half of the 65,000 claims filed so far. Local Gulf Coast officials say they'd like to see the pace of efforts to protect the shoreline accelerated as well. Billy Nungesser is president of Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
What we need is strategic teams in the marsh picking up this oil before the birds have a chance to dive in it and save a lot more wildlife.
Nungesser was on CBS's Early Show. President Obama has drawn a connection between the oil spill in the Gulf and efforts to wean the nation from dependence on oil and other fossil fuels. Mr. Obama will meet with a bipartisan group of lawmakers this week to discuss a climate and energy bill that stalled in the Senate. NPR's Paul Brown reports Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut is a major backer of that bill and believes it does have a chance of passage even in this election year.
Lieberman tells CNN that about half the 20 undecided senators need to vote in favor if an energy bill is to pass, and he thinks that can happen. Many Republicans say the president and others are using the Gulf oil spill as a political tool to push through an energy bill containing new taxes on polluters. Lieberman disagrees.
I hope the spill in the Gulf will motivate us to do it, because the less we depend on oil, the less chance there is of another environmental disaster like this.
But Lieberman cautions that any bill that passes needs to change the equation, as he puts it, reducing dependence on oil, creating new jobs, and cleaning up the environment. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
NATO says an American and three other troops are dead after a military helicopter crashed in southern Afghanistan. The Associated Press reports seven Australian soldiers were injured in the incident. The Taliban are claiming to have shot down the helicopter, but NATO says there is no indication that the aircraft was brought down by enemy fire. A wind-whipped wildfire is spreading across an area near Flagstaff, Arizona, forcing evacuation of hundreds of residents. Kim Ott is a spokeswoman for the city of Flagstaff.
We're currently at 5,000 acres. There is 0% containment, zero control.
Ott says more strong winds are forecast today. Hundreds of firefighters are battling that blaze. Stocks are building on their rally of last week after a surge in the value of China's currency against the dollar today. The Dow currently up 89 points. The Nasdaq is up 13. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 47 coal miners are dead in China after an explosion ripped through a mine in a central province. China's official news agency says carbon monoxide poisoning was the cause of many of the deaths. More than two dozen miners managed to escape. The mine owners had restarted production despite being ordered to shut down earlier this month. China's mines have the worst safety record in the global mining industry. More than 2,600 miners were killed there last year by explosions and accidents. Another journalist is dead in the Philippines. Simone Orendin in Manila reports it's the third such death in less than a week, and media advocacy groups are calling on that country's new leader to take some action.
Newspaperman Nestor Betolito was gunned down Saturday night in Davao del Sur province in the southern Philippines. Days before, two journalists from the north and the south were shot dead within 24 hours. Police say they've identified suspects in one case, but no arrests have been made. The National Union of Journalists in the Philippines has called on incoming President Benigno Aquino III to make solving such cases a priority. An international journalist safety watchdog group ranks the Philippines third on the list of countries where media killings go unpunished. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Manila.
The International Whaling Commission is meeting in Morocco to consider whether to suspend a total ban on commercial hunting of whales and replace it with a more enforceable limited ban. Whale activist Howie Cook is with the group Surfers for Cetaceans.
We're very concerned about how the IWC is considering the idea of a return to commercial whaling. That is a huge backward step. So we're here to, as always, call on for whale freedom, for protection of whales and dolphins who we see as our brothers and sisters, people of the sea.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.